Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Todd Patterson, CEO of Washington County Hospital and Clinics, about the WCHC's taking over operations of the Columbus Junction Clinic. What does that mean for patients in the area?
A couple things. One is that Mercy Iowa City previously provided the services in Columbus Junction. They elected to shutter that clinic effective February 28th. We felt that it was a critical service to be provided to both the citizens in Louisa County and Columbus Junction in particular, but also it had a strategic importance to us. So we were able to work with Mercy Iowa City to basically transition a handoff that would basically go into effect March 1st. We're taking this week to actually kind of upgrade the facility, and we'll do that over the next half a year as well. And then we'll be open for patient care again next Monday on March 8th. One of the things we're planning to do is we're also going to augment the existing services with another provider, Debbie Gibbs, who has been, at Washington County Hospital for many years, I think 25 plus, going there every Friday, starting sometime in March, I'm not sure the exact date. And over the course of this year, we'll be augmenting Danielle Wapking, who's the existing provider there.
What does it mean for WCHC to have Columbus Junction Clinic in your family?
Yeah, I mean, we're thrilled. Danielle, who is the provider there and has been there for 18 months, is an excellent provider, and we're happy to welcome her to the fold. The staff that work in the clinic has been there for a long time. They're very committed to seeing that be a successful clinic. For us, it allows us to continue to provide great service in Columbus Junction and also creates kind of a tether so we can bring patients from Columbus Junction over to our hospital so they can get specialty services, advanced imaging, cardiology, neurology, and other things that we have to offer here. One thing I also would say is it's been great working with the town council and the medical council in Columbus Junction. Mark Houston and others have been extremely supportive of us entering that market, and so it's been a great partnership to start.
When did you guys first start taking a look at this being a possibility of taking over operation of the Columbus Junction Clinic?
We started doing the initial analysis, thankfully, by the way, about 5 months ago, because in my opinion, it had gone through some rough times, as many of us did during the pandemic, and I felt like it hadn't quite recovered like I thought it could. And so we started looking at it with the thought that that might be an eventual thing we would be interested in doing. And at the time, Mercy didn't need us to be involved. And so when we found out about it, fortunately, we were ready because we had about 5 weeks to kind of get the plans in place to actually assume the operations of the clinic. And so that extra time really helped us kind of be able to pull the trigger on it quickly.
From a physical standpoint of the clinic itself, will patients notice some differences?
They'll be small, not major. We're going to place some flooring, maybe add a wall here or two to try to enhance privacy. Our goal is to be certified as a rural health clinic, which requires some additional compliance type things that aren't required in a non-rural health clinic. So we're doing some of those things so we can be in compliance with the rural health clinic guidelines as well.
What kind of advantages does the clinic have then if they're certified as a rural clinic?
So it requires, additional oversight and additional compliances. So there's a little more work that goes into it. But on average, we should be able to have a somewhat higher reimbursement level on the claims that we submit to insurance. And that's important because I think that helps make the clinic sustainable over the long term. Our goal is not to, in a year, be in a situation where we feel like we have to back away from this investment. So the goal is to do everything we can to make this a viable clinic 25, 30 years down the road.
You mentioned that you're going to do some things gradually over the next 6 months. So without giving away too many secrets, are there things that the patients will notice, welcome changes?
It's hope that we can change out the phone system that exists there to help provide some better service with that. There's some scheduling opportunities we feel that will make it easier for patients to get in eventually. Obviously, there's things that we can do by having a physician on site as well on a weekly basis that we can do more types of procedures there that people can get more of their care in their local environment. We'll be adding equipment. I mean, one example is we're going to be putting a Sophia machine in there, which will allow us to do rapid COVID screening that will go in this week with a same degree of accuracy that, we can get in our outpatient clinics here at the hospital. So there's a lot of those types of things that I think, because of our proximity, because of the teams that we can send out, we can really bolster some of the services and provide a higher level of support than maybe they've had in the past.
Anything else that you want to mention about Washington County Hospital and Clinics now operating the Columbus Junction Clinic?
I don't think so, other than, you know, be patient with us this week. The phone's been ringing there quite a bit. We're trying to get back to everybody who leaves a message, and they'll be directed via that phone system to call our main hospital line, and we'll get people scheduled as soon as possible. The other thing maybe is we're going to be sending out letters to existing patients with instructions on how to move records around if needed and get scheduled as needed. So just be patient, and if they have feedback for us, you know, please don't hesitate, and we'll do our best to get them served.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Todd Patterson, CEO of Washington County Hospital and Clinics. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.